Okay, we are now beginning our Parsha class, Be'ezah Hashem. It's Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. It's also Parshas HaChodesh. This week is going to be Parshas HaChodesh, the Parsha that will kind of usher in the holiday of Pesach, with all the laws will be discussed at the Parsha. That would be actually Parshas, a good part of Parshas Bo, will be read in the second Sefer Torah. And this is always the fourth Parsha of the four major Parshas that precede Pesach. So be aware that there's going to be a second Sefer Torah and a second reading where you should be able to follow in your Chumash. Okay, at this point, I just wanted to get the date. Today is actually Monday night is Chaf Aleph of Adar. It's the 16th day of March of 2020. And we're going to be talking about some interesting parts of the parasha that will give us some food for thought. The parasha talks about the donations that actually have come in, and it's almost a repeat of Parshas Truma and Pekudei's Parshas Tetzaveh. But it's really not, because Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh were the parshas that were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei is actually the work that is being done. Like, if you want to say it in one sentence, Truma and Tetzaveh was the theory, and Vayakel Pekudei is the practice. And this is where the Mishkan has been built. Now, I'd like to draw your attention. Now, if you have a Chumash, we're going to draw your attention to a Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Beis, and that mentions a very interesting thing. Who are those people who are those chosen to build the Mishkan? I mean, there were millions of Jews. Not everybody was chosen. So the Pasuk says in Pasuk Aleph, I'll read Pasuk Aleph and Beis, V'asa B'tzalel V'aliyah V'chol Ish Chacham Lev, and B'tzalel and Aliyah his assistant, and all of those who are Chacham Lev, the wise at heart, Shenotan Hashem Chachma, what Hashem has given them Chachma, Usvuna, and understanding, Behema, in these activities, Ladash, to know Lasas is called Malach Zavedas HaKodesh, to do all the holy work, L'chol HaShetziva Hashem. So, the next pasuk also moves on. Vayikra Moshe El Bezalel Vel Aliyah, and Moshe then called Bezalel and Aliyah, El Kol Ish Chacham Lev, and all of those wise men, Ashenos Nashem Chachma, Belibo, and all those Kol Ashenisso Libo Lekova Lamalocha Lasasos, and all those who had motivated their hearts to do the work, to come and do it. The first question is, to whom did Hashem chose to give Chachma? It says to the Chacham Lev. Now we have to understand this a little bit. We're talking about craftsmen who are professionals in carpentry, professionals in stone cutting, professionals in weaving, professionals in designing, in cutting out from stones and so forth. Now, a few months ago, these were tortured slaves. Where did they get the knowledge to all of a sudden become professionals? They never went to school. They never went to study any particular craft. And the Torah is telling us, and who was picked to do the work? It was V'chol Ish Chacham Lev Ashenas Hashem Chachma. which Hashem gave them wisdom. Okay. Who did Hashem pick to give wisdom? We have millions of Jews, but only some were picked to give wisdom. So, this question is also asked by Reb Chaim Volozhin, the famous Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and he says a beautiful answer. He gave Chachma to the ones who had wisdom. Well, what wisdom are we talking about? Well, we know, we say in the morning, every morning, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The first wisdom is to fear God, fear Hashem. There weren't as many people as you thought would qualify for that. Hashem picked only those individuals who had Yiras Shamayim, who had the Chachma of fearing God, and to those who had the Chachma of fearing God, did He give them the Chachma of doing all of these unusual crafts that needed a professional to complete them properly. So right away, we're being told that not everybody was eligible to build. Only those people who are Chacham Lev. And those who are Chacham Lev were those people who had a yearning, an aspiration of Yiras Shamayim, who wanted to grow, who had a desire, who showed an appreciation of doing mitzvahs and learning Torah as much as possible. And for those people who had displayed such a yearning and desire, Hashem gave them more Chachma, the Chachma of building a Mishkan, which is an important thing to think about, that as much credit or little credit you give yourself as being not as educated as some of your counterparts, some of your friends, and some of your rabbis, don't forget, greatness comes from aspiring for greatness. That's where greatness comes from. Wanting to become good, wanting to become great, wanting to grow. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Hashem made those Chacham Lev great. He gave them a wisdom that they never knew before. When I speak to my class, I would tell them it's comparable to taking a brand new computer that's nothing but a bunch of wires and plastic. It has no knowledge at all, right? It's not even a word processor. It has no knowledge at all. And you suddenly put in a disk of this and a disk of that. And in the disk, right, you make it a word processor. You go ahead, Microsoft, you give it all of that knowledge. And then you put some other knowledge in. You can put, who knows, a library of knowledge into the computer. And Zippo. In moments, the computer becomes very smart and very knowledgeable, in literally moments, because you put the disk in. In the same manner, Hashem, Lahavdil, put a disk of knowledge into every one of the Chacham Lev, and those who needed to be weavers became weavers. Those who needed to be stone cutters became stone cutters. Those who had to be involved with diamonds and with precious stones were involved with those. Those who need to cut wood were involved with that. Everybody who were Chacham Lev were blessed with the knowledge and the expertise of working in the Mishkan. Now, when I say over here, Ish Chacham Lev, we also want to include the women as well. Those women who aspired for greatness were also blessed with special abilities. And as the Torah will say in the Perek before, in Perek Lamed Hey, it would say in Pasuk Chaf Chavhei, v'chol isha chachamash lei biyodeh tovu, and all the women who had chachmas lei, right, who had wisdom in their heart, had the special, unique ability to do some weaving that only a professional and an expert in that field was able to do. So we see over here that being capable really was from Hashem. It wasn't something that was just automatic. It was something, was a gift that Hashem gave to these Chacham Lev. But I want to bring your attention to another part of the Mishkan. The another part of the Mishkan is the Kiyor. Are you familiar with the Kiyor? Kiyor is a water basin. Now if you turn your Chumash a little later on in the Chumash, in Parsha Vayakel, it would be on in Perek Lamed Ches, it would be 38, Pasuk Ches. I don't know if you were able to find it, but Zisha, you have the Chumash? You got it. Vayas es HaKiyor Nechoshes, and Hashem said that you shall make the Kiyor, the water basin, out of copper, v'eskano nechoshes, and its support out of copper, b'maros hatzovos, with those mirrors, ashetzovu pesach oil moed, okay, with those mirrors that were presented there by the entrance of the oil moed. Now, Rashi explains over here that these mirrors belong to the women. And the women presented this as their donation, their private donation. And at the time, Moshe was rejecting them because the women used these mirrors to attract their husbands into intimacy, in order to be able to have them from the hard and harsh labor that they were going through a whole day, to be able to raise a family. And Moshe, at the moment, didn't quite understand the intention over here, and the Almighty told Moshe, don't discard them. I want you to use those mirrors. Those mirrors are very, very precious to me. Because these mirrors were the result of the Jewish people multiplying by the thousands. And because the Jewish women had the right kavana, the kiyor, this was made from these copper mirrors that was polished and that had this mirror reflection, a mirror image. And Hashem was extremely, extremely impressed with the attitude and the kavana of the women, who Moshe at the time didn't quite understand, until Hashem had to explain it to him, that these were very special, very important. In other words, the women gave up something that they really would want to keep. Because women like to take a moment to look at themselves and to beautify themselves. And these mirrors were being used to help attract the men to their wives. And this was considered a very, very special donation that was given by the women. Now, while we're talking about the kiyor being the mirrors being donated by the women, I've seen in the sefer Bishvili HaParsha the mentioning of the Ibn Ezra, where he also brings out the idea that women who would very much like to keep mirrors to beautify themselves, and that's their nature. They want to look pretty and always look attractive. They decided we would rather give this to the Mishkan as a donation, and we would like to go and daven at the Ohel Moed to serve Hashem by giving the mirrors up to the Mishkan for the Kiyor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted these mirrors and used them for the Kiyor because it was very precious to him that the women were willing to take something that they had used for purposes that were really perhaps not holy, right? This is something mundane, and give it up for his sake. Now this was very special. When you take something that you hold dear and you give it up for Kedusha, then all of a sudden it becomes precious in the eyes of Hashem. And as a result of this, the women, the special women, had Yirah Shamayim, and perhaps these are the special women who are gifted with a special knowledge of doing the weaving because they donated to the Mishkan things that they would perhaps want to keep to themselves and not give up. So we see from over here there's a thread that continues to pass through between the donations and the service of the men and the women who were committed to serving Hashem in the Mishkan as giving themselves up to serve Hashem with Yirah Shamayim. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, that the women gave something up that they wanted badly to keep. And that produced a tremendous amount of Kedusha. It created the Kiyor, that special water basin that the Kohanim had to use every single day. They were not allowed to do the services in the Mishkan without having their hands washed, their hands and their feet washed, actually. And this was all a credit to the donation of the women. So we walk away with some very important message so far, that when you want to give something up, it's not something that Hashem disregards. A matter of fact, Hashem cherishes that donation or that emotional feeling that you have, that you are concerned of fulfilling a mitzvah, or you're curbing yourself, your lust, and anything that's hard for you to control. And that is very special and very, very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gets to see that kind of display. Now we're going to see the reverse in the same parsha, where the Kavanah wasn't as supreme as the Kavanah of the men and the women who I just mentioned. Now, if you would go back, we at the beginning of the parsha, and back to Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chav Zayin, if you have a Chumash, and there is a famous story packaged around the one word V'Hanesiyim. Now we're talking about we're giving donations to the Mishkan, and the Nesiyim did not give the way the other people gave. If you remember me once mentioning, the Nesiyim, who were wealthy people, they were princes, did not give right away to the Mishkan. They said, we will give whatever is necessary at the end. Whatever is lacking, we will give. But they didn't give first. They didn't show their excitement. They didn't display their role modeling to how to give. And at the very end, when Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement, please stop donating to the Mishkan, we have enough, we have whatever we need, the Nesiyim became frantic. They became very upset that they didn't donate anything. And the Torah tells us that they only donated a very, very small part of the Mishkan. They had a few precious stones. That's the Avnei Shoham and Avnei Meliam. Miluim, that's those, the stones on the shoulder straps and on the breastplate. And they gave spices and oil for the Shemen HaMishka and spices for the Ketores. But this was regarded by Hashem with a disappointment, that they were supposed to be the example. Their behavior was supposed to be exemplary, but it wasn't. They didn't even give until they discovered that there were almost nothing to give. Hashem showed his disappointment by taking out a yud from their names. So if you look in the Chumash, on Pasuk of Zion, it says the following, V'hanesiyim heviyu es avnei hashoham ves avnei hamiluim. And the Neseem brought the Shoham stones and the Avnei Meluim for the Ephod and the Choshen. Now, if you study the word Neseem, there is no Yud in the name. The Neseem is missing a Yud. Why? Because Hashem showed his disappointment that they were supposed to be the role models in giving donations, and they were not. So you see over here an interesting difference between the Chachmei Lev who gave in their hearts and didn't know what to give next, and the Nesiim who didn't. We walk away so far from this parsha with a tremendous, tremendous Musa Haskel. We have to learn to recognize that whatever kavanas we have, it's recorded and it's also appreciated if it's the right kavana. No small kavana is regarded as unimportant. Every kavana we have, any thought we have, and when we daven, is very special. Hashem is very sensitive to our feelings and our thoughts that we have in our hearts. And whatever kavana we have, when you have a good kavana, when somebody comes to the door for a donation, you have a good kavana, when someone gives you a call and you're being asked to help somebody, you have a good kavana. You go to a shiva house, lo yaleinu, shouldn't happen, but sometimes we have to. You go with the kavana, with a good kavana. If it's bikur cholim, with a good kavana, Hashem rewards well, and it gets rewarded forever and ever. This is so far talking about a kavana in the building of the Mishkan, and I would like to draw your attention now to Parshas Pekudei, the second parsha that we're going to be reading this Shabbos. In Parshas Pekudei, if you can turn a little bit ahead, in Parshas Pekudei talks about the erection of the Mishkan, and that it recognizes that whatever has been done by Moshe Rabbeinu was done with perfection. Let's draw our attention to, for example, Pasuk Aleph and Perek Lamites. That would be Sheni. The Pasuk right before Sheni. The Pasuk right before Sheni says that when they took the Tchelis, the blue wool, Vargaman, the purple wool, Vesalas Hashani, the red thread, also they made big day sarad, l'shores bakodesh, the different garments for the holy work, for the garments that was used for the holy service, v'yasu as big day akodesh, and they made the holy garments, ashel aharon kasha tziv Hashem es Moshe. Those last four words, kasha tziv Hashem es Moshe, means they've done it exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe. Now, I'd like to let you know that the words Kashativa Hashem es Moshe, and I must have mentioned it maybe a year or two ago, is mentioned in this parasha 18 times. If you want to go follow the next parasha, would be in Pasuk Hey. Again, it says Kashativa Hashem es Moshe. You go through all of the parts of the Mishkan, all of the garments, and you'll notice the same four words, Kashativa Hashem es Moshe. And perhaps this is how the Mishkan was built. Everything that was built with the right kavana. Kashativa Hashem es Moshe. And because the Mishkan was built this way, our Shemona Esrei, that we daven every morning, afternoon and evening, is built upon Parshas Pekudei of the 18 times. It says the words, Kashativa Hashem es Moshe. And therefore, when we daven, we are actually, in a sense, building our own Mishkan. We are actually building a Mishkan, a holy Mishkan, a spiritual Mishkan. And that Mishkan is your own private Mishkan. Like you know in the beginning of Parsha Trum, it says, V'osu li migdash v'shachanti besocham. Hashem is commanding all of us to make ourselves a Mishkan, a sanctuary. Well, when you daven Shemona Esrei with Kavana, you're building yourself a Mishkan. And therefore, based on this 18 times Moshe Rabbeinu had the words Kashativa Hashem es Moshe mentioned about him 18 times, which constructed the Mishkan, we are also building a Mishkan with the 18 brachos in Shemona Esrei. Now I think maybe you might be thinking to yourself, if you really count, there's really 19. Well, the 19th bracha happened to be added many, many, many years later. But there is a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei that alludes to that as well. But what we have to walk away with, to know how holy our Shemona Esrei is, that when we say Shemona Esrei every day with Kavana, we are building our own Mishkan. Now, having said this, I think you can understand why it's so wrong and disappointing to Hashem when people start talking during the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, when Shemona Esrei is in a sense, building a Mishkan. We are busy talking to our friends or doing something which would be inappropriate. It would be something to think about. Because actually speaking, the Chazan is really supposed to be repeating the Shemona Esrei for ourselves, for us, since today most of us know how to read, so therefore he's really only repeating the Shemona Esrei so we should answer Amen to it. So therefore it's very, very important not to be engaged in other things but to answer Amen. I wanted to conclude today's shiur with mentioning that we are really living in historic times. We are right now, we know we are troubled by the coronavirus that is spreading throughout the world. It's a pandemic disease that's all over, and Hashem wants us to think of our place in this world. He wants us to think about how we can utilize our time better. He wants us to daven with more kavana. He wants us to be careful about our own health and not to take health for granted. And I would say that the underpinning message of both Parshiyos Vayakhel and Pekudei all talks about kavana, serving Hashem with the right kavana, having the right intentions, trying to grow as best as we can do and on the level that we're at. And this would be in response, at least in part, to the concern that all of us have at the present time. And we have to bear in mind that Torah and Tefillah is the call of the hour. May we all be healthy and well, ourselves, our communities, and the entire Jewish people, and we should be privileged to a very, very happy, healthful week ahead of us that will usher us into the holiday of Pesach. Have a wonderful week.